And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on, boy, just on so many great platforms these days, on 1090 AM, on the Sports Grid Radio Network, my favorite way to listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We're live on Facebook Live and YouTube, and just lots of great ways to take in Let's Talk Hookup these days, and what a great day this has been. Always so much fun having Doug in here.
Lots of fun.
Talking tackle, and man, we're looking forward to another full hour or two of, we want more of your phone calls, more of your texts. I mean, it's so rare that we have the expert on saltwater fishing tackle in here today. And obviously, we're talking all these deals and tackle days, but we want, you know, let's stump the man.
Right, right? Exactly. I know. Like you said, we've got a whole nother and giving away $100 shopping spree to Fisherman's Landing. And
I was thinking about that at the break. So if you win the $100 gift card, come to Tackle Day and buy either AFTCO Psycho or Seaguar Fluorocarbon, you're going to get $200 worth, because it's buy one, get one free.
That's crazy.
You can stock up for the next year on several sizes.
And why wouldn't you?
It's
one of those things that just don't go bad.
No.
It's not buy three, get one free. It's not buy two, get one free.
No.
It's buy one, get one free.
Yes.
Seaguar Fluorocarbon.
Crazy.
Gold. Seaguar Gold. You know, the highest end one, not the closeout, not the funky.
No.
Brand.
I love Psycho Pro. Stuff.
That's like, what everybody buys.
Yeah,
I love Psycho Pro. And the other one I've gotten geeked out on, other than Max Quattro, Power Pro, the other one I've gotten geeked out on is the Seaguar Gold.
Yeah. Yes.
That stuff, it's more expensive, but it's so much worth the extra cost.
I like that stuff a lot.
Like, I do. I mean, I go in the shop and buy it just like any other customer. Maybe I get a little bit of a discount, but I'm still paying more than I would for the other, right? But it is legit. It's smaller in diameter. It's the abrasion resistant. I use it for surf fishing, for calico fishing, for tuna fishing, everything.
Yeah.
And it's buy one, get one free. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I literally made the sign this week for Seaguar Fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
And I wrote buy two, get one free. And I'm like, wait a minute, no. I'm so used to that for the PCS and Day at the Docks. This is, you buy one, you get one free. I had to throw the sign away and make another one.
I did exactly the same. I did text Doug.
That's hard to write.
I did text Doug the other night. I was updating our social media. I'm like, hey, man,
is it mine?
I just want to make sure. Am I writing this wrong? Like,
it's just one of those things that doesn't go bad.
No.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what my most popular for me is like a 40, 50, 60.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is in the shop, but if I was buying it, that's what I'd be getting.
It used to be 25, 30, and 40. Now it literally goes from 20 to 80 and then 200.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Leader making, flyer rigs, that kind of stuff. We do a lot of 200 these days.
Crazy.
Even a little bit. You know what else is popular too? All of our charter type boats, you know, those 4-pack, 6-pack guys, they're all been buying that 300-pound Psycho Pro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That you know, I mean, certainly Seaguar Blue also, but a lot of those guys making those flyer rigs, we've been doing a lot of that 300-pound fluoro.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been fun. Well, hey, I did get a text from Mike. He apologized about the bad reception.
Yeah.
Obviously, he said he was down there hunting. But the rundown, they had 56 of those big yellowfins yesterday.
That's
their
great,
day and a half
trip.
56.
56.
And not a group of, like, diehard killers. A lot of guys that were just going out and some rental tackle, and they had 56 of those big ones. They do have a day and a half trip, limited load trip coming up. It departs on Tuesday, October 29th, and returns on Thursday morning as normal. There are 26 spots open. That trip is going to crush. You know,
Oh my God!
When does it leave?
It leaves on Tuesday. So yeah, a couple of days.
I might be able to make it.
Dude, I mean, unreal that caliber is fishing. And hats off to Mike. Mike's been one of those guys that always keeps things going. You know, keeps running, and like that boat takes advantage of such good late season fishing. thing because of it. And there you go, another great day and a half opportunity to get in on that big elephant.
Do you think they'll eat the popper?
Oh, my God. I want to do that so bad, dude.
They've been eating the popper, and bring your Seaguar Gold.
Right?
You know?
I think I'd be using a 60-pound leader on that one just to get the job done.
Yeah, 50, 60 like that.
Yeah.
Any good popper deals coming up for Tackle Day?
You know, we haven't gotten a chance to talk about hardly any of these, other than the blanket statement that there's a lot of stuff that we're thinning out this year because the supply chain issue is over. We've got, we're just thinning out some of our Halco poppers. Still a first run jig. We're not getting rid of them, but we have it averages about 60% off on Halco poppers. Just for an example, let's see if I can find one
here.
Check
your notes.
So, I mean, the 160 is a real common size. We sell for $34.95 in the shop. They're $13.
What? It's normally almost a $40 lure.
Yeah.
That doesn't even sound right.
So, and every other, so we have all four sizes of the Halco jigs, and they're all like 60% off because, you know, during the heyday of the supply chain issue, we were just hoarding tackle like crazy, and we want to thin some of it out and get back to reality. So we put some first run stuff. So like I say, if it's in a yellow tub or it's got a yellow sticker on it, buy it.
That's one of those crazy deals because it's not like a funky discontinued anything.
No.
The day before Tackle Day, that lure is going to be $34.95. And the day after Tackle Day, it's going to be $34.95.
And they caught yellowfin on it yesterday.
But on Saturday, November 2nd, a week from, you know, on this upcoming Saturday. Yeah, upcoming Saturday, that lure is going to be how much?
13. So the 160 size is a pretty common size lately.
Super common.
You know, the 195 is the Haymaker, and it's like a couple bucks more, $15 or whatever. But that's a $40 lure.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It is ridiculous. But like I say, we need to come back to reality on our stock levels. We have bins of this stuff because we were hoarding, and then the popper thing kind of slowed down. Well, this yellowfin loves poppers. We all know that.
Hello. I want a piece of that.
I'm in. How about Clear Choice?
I was just going to go down that road. Okay. It's
I know
very,
Corey's like right? a, Corey's I know a Gucci clear popper kind of guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you know, $49.95 goes down to $32.95. So certainly compelling. I mean, you know,
and those come with
high-end
hardware.
They're rig right.
Yeah, that's the clear jig with all the Gucci hardware. You don't have to be changing stuff out. And for whatever reason, the fish like them. I mean, they are very effective jigs. I think everybody figured that out. We've sold hundreds per year since they came out.
The bluefin love them. I mean, that's the one where they the shape is there, the size. It's there, but they can't quite make it out.
Yeah.
They just have to
eat that thing, man.
And there's no tickle in it. That's an explosion. I love it.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
That's so rad.
Yeah, best fishing ever.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we've been having a great morning. Lots of fun. If you want to get through this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. You got questions, rods, reels, tackle, and more. That's how you get a hold of Doug. 213-432-1090. And also your opportunity to win that $100 gift card. Corey, look like you had a good text standby?
I do, and it's obviously relating to Tackle Day. This gentleman, poor guy, Ted in San Diego, lost his outfit at Cedro. So he says, good morning, gents. Oh. I know he lost his 801XH with a Tesoro, went over the side at Cedro's last month, as he showed him a crying sign. What should I look for at Tackle Day to replace my surface iron combo for next season?
Oof.
Thank you, Ted and Sandy.
Yeah, if you're going to stay with an 8-foot rod, I mean, there are so many good choices. There are glass rods, composite rods, you know, all the brands, CalStar, Seeker, United Composites, Phoenix. I believe you might even find, we're thinning out some of our pen rods that are super high quality. They'll be outside in the bins, and I saw a couple of 8-foot jig sticks in that mix, so if you're able to get here early, but, you know, a 6480 would be a very good generic 8-foot jig stick. 800H CalStar, 6480 Heavy Seaker, and just right down the line. The beauty of coming down is you can get one of our guys, and they're all fish maniacs, and they know every rod that we carry, and they can pull out, you know, from this price to that. that price and this manufacturer to that manufacturer, and probably pull out 8 choices, and then you can start thinning it down. Well, I don't want to spend that much, or I want American made, or I want, you know, glass, I like composite, I mean, whatever your preferences are, I like green, I like blue, you know, and get it dialed down to 1 or 2, and then you can pull on them, and you know, one of them's going to call your name out. So there's that, in that category, there are a lot of choices, and all the rods are going to be 15% off. Like we mentioned earlier, the reels are going to be 10% off, and Free Spectra, our guys are going to fill them right there for you. So, I mean, yeah, you lost your rod and reel, but at least you'll make up a little of the lost money in buying it at Tackle Day. And then, you know, and for your next trip, you know, if you want to load up on some plastics or jigs or, you know, whatever else you're going to use down there, it's a good place to do that as well.
And what a crazy deal. I mean, Free Spectra, are you kidding me? And so I had kind of an idea was running through my mind while you were talking about it. And
right.
Ted, being in San Diego, could actually come down, get an eye on the rod. Like, Tackle Day is so darn busy. Like, how do you pull Brandon or Rick or Doug aside, right?
But we have 17 guys working.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
But he could come down before.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm going.
I do. We've had a lot of pre-shoppers.
We have guys come down with their list. Pull on all the rods. Okay, I decided I like a CalStar GG 6480.
Yep.
I decided I liked the Trinidad 20 over the Tranks. I decided I want to get 65-pound Spectra. And then they just show up in the morning.
I'll take this.
And they already know.
Yeah, and they grab Nasty Nate and say, hey, I want a GG 6480, yeah, a Tranks 500. Now, whatever. Here's my deposit, or just charge me now, or get it together. I'm going to go cruise and look at all the booths while you put that together for me.
Exactly.
We see that a lot.
Yep. It's a lot easier to come down and pull on a rod with Brandon at 3 in the afternoon on a Thursday than it is going to be on Tackle Day.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's such a good point.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, hey, another big component of Tackle Day is raffles. And raffles and Rollo, and they go hand in each. And we put a ton of effort into making a giant raffle for Tackle Day. And, you know, we one of the requirements that Doug has of every vendor is that they provide something for the mega raffle. I spend weeks on the phone calling and begging and asking all of my buds for killer raffle prizes. We have a giant raffle that we sell tickets through, and then part of the proceeds of that raffle we cut a big check to the friends of Rollo, and then Rollo's on site as well to do a bunch of, you know, fundraising. And we actually have Mike Lum on the line now from Friends of Rollo. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Well, Tackle Day is already coming up, huh? I guess I better start thinking about it.
I know you've been thinking about it.
Yeah, you better have your powers on, everybody.
It's one of our more fun events each year, and we really appreciate Fisherman's Landing letting us be part of it. We know space is limited and attention is limited and money is limited, but we really, really appreciate it. It's a big help to the organization, and as you all know, the more money we raise, the more kids we can get on their first ocean fishing trip. And you're right, Rick, that raffle you guys put on and share with Rollo is fantastic, and it's an all-day event, and it obviously is very fun. And we will be there again with our booth, and we will be doing a couple things, actually. We're kicking off the sale of our 2025 Grand Raffle ticket sales. That's the annual sale that we do every year, and those prizes will be awarded at Day at the Docks in April. But in the meantime, we're going to sell as many tickets as we can, and part of the promotion this year is going to tie into Pick-A-Box. Everybody loves Pick-A-Box at Tackle Day. It's the only event that we take Pick-A-Box to. And this year, the way we're doing it is if you will buy 3 of the Grand Raffle tickets for $30, you will get to pick a box at that point, and then whatever is inside the box, there'll be a card in there with prizes listed, and you'll randomly pick a box and win whatever's inside. And we'll be doing that starting at three tickets for $30, and then we'll work up all the way to $2,000. There will be a $2,000 box. It's actually going to be a very, very high quality kill bag this year, but it'll be loaded with prizes, and it will come with it'll come with 200 of the grand raffle tickets for that drawing in April, and then we're going to throw in an extra bonus 40 tickets. So if somebody wants to step up big time and make a $2,000 donation here at the end of the year to Captain Rollo Kids at Sea, they'll walk away with 240 raffle tickets and whatever the prizes are inside that kill bag. And then of course, we have other increments fitting everyone's budget. We want to make sure everybody is comfortable with the donation they make to us. We have a lot of great prizes. A lot of our best volunteers will be there helping us. And we will also, not to confuse the matter, we will also be selling our new Rod a Week tickets. And those have been available now for a little while, but we're going to have them right there at the booth, and that drawing will start later in the month. But if you want to get involved in that, you can get information at rollokids.org or come see us at Tackle Day, and we'll get you a ticket and get you in those drawings.
That's awesome, man. It's all about raising money to send kids out fishing, and then it sure doesn't hurt that you're going to score some rad prizes to go along with it, too. It's just a really cool event, and anytime you talk about sending kids out fishing, people give, and I just wanted to take a real quick minute to thank a couple of people in particular. We are very blessed that we have a ton of donations to the big raffle that we're doing this year, but in particular, I really wanted to thank the whole family at the American Angler. I called Lori and asked if there was any way we could get an American Angler t-shirt or a jacket for the raffle. Like, I asked for a t-shirt, and she goes, well, I'd be happy to get you a t-shirt, and then with that, we're also going to give you a two-day trip on the American Angler.
No way.
Yeah, so somebody's going to get a two-day trip to go fishing on board the Angler and have a new shirt to wear with it.
How cool.
Captain Mike Louse of the Pacific Dawn, a day-and-a-half trip on one of their ultra-limited load. You know, they only take 18 guys, and those guys have crushed the tuna this year. And if you wanted to upgrade to an even longer trip, he was super cool with that. Captain Frank Lepresti is doing a really cool certificate that would let you go on any of his boats. You know, it's a big gift certificate towards either the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme.
Wow.
Amadeo Avatar, you know, that awesome wildlife, gave us a
cooler.
Unbelievable. Oh. It's a 40-inch yellowfin all framed up. It's so
beautiful. That's a part of the raffle?
Dude, it's sickeningly cool.
Beautiful. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's awesome. Awesome.
You know, I'm going to put together a $200 package for Sadler.
Hey.
How about that?
Whoa.
Oh, Corey?
I feel like in a giving mood.
Yeah,
you know, talking
cool.
good times.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
It's for all
awesome,
of man.
That's
yeah.
cool. Thanks,
yeah,
bud. Yeah.
Good times.
So, again, and all of this money is sending kids fishing. Hopefully you walk away and you're going on a two-day in the Angler, or you're riding the Supreme, or whatever it is. But, yeah, exactly. The bottom dollar is you're sending kids fishing with this money, and it's just a fun part of the day.
It is. And you know, one dynamic is the trips have gotten a little more expensive over time, and so Mike and the guys have worked so hard to bring in more money, and they've done an amazing job. But, you know, the more people that can support this cause, it just keeps sport fishing going and exposes people to a life-changing event that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to participate in. So, I mean, we have to thank you, Mike, and please pass that along to the guys as well.
Totally.
Well, we will definitely do that. I want to mention one last thing you just made me think of. If you're coming to Tackle Day and you want to make a donation of your used tackle, any kind of used fishing tackle that is sellable, feel free to bring it down. We'll have our trailer there, and we can take it from you right there. And what we'll do is we'll hold that, and it'll be part of our used tackle sale, which we do in April down there at Day at the Docks. And so it's convenient. Rick always accepts the donations every day of the year. But if you happen to be coming down to Tackle Day, you might be thinking about it. You're going to take advantage and buy some of the new reels that are on sale, and you got a couple reels you want to donate, we would love to have them.
Wait till you see the pile that we just got for you.
From Dart?
A couple of, exactly, yeah. Rob and Bob Fletcher, Dart, we're cleaning out the garage, and we've got a pile of cool rods for you, Mike.
Wow.
Including a
that is fantastic.
Yeah, we've got some cool stuff for you, buddy.
Were there any jigs that came with that?
Rob's still laying claim to all the service time. I'm working on it, though, let me tell you. I'm putting in some pretty hard work over here, but no, Rob's got Yellowtail to go catch some of those things. But yeah, it was just, you know, it was just like we always say with the tackle. They have all the stuff that they're fishing every day, and both of those guys for sure. Obviously, Dart, a lifetime of fishing,
oh,
and there's a bunch of rods that are fantastic rods or pieces of history, and they're going to catch fish tomorrow, but he's fishing with this one, and so all of those are going to end up with Captain Rallo's.
Wow.
Mike, a great job. Can't wait to see you next weekend, and hopefully we raise a bunch of money, and we have a lot of fun doing it.
Looking forward to seeing everyone.
See you, buddy. Thanks very much, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
See you at Tackle Day next week. And hey, with that, Corey, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report.
And it's brought to us by Fishman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town and Taylor Street, or you can check fishmansprocessing.com and make your reservations today.
And we've got the Angler's Realtor standing by, Yusuf Husseini, who does our fishdope.com report. Good morning, Yusuf.
The man.
Good morning, guys. Football's well with both of you.
Life is good here, buddy. Talking about all this great fishing. Man, things are great.
Are great. It's pretty crazy that the fishing's still this good. I'm going to start off up off the islands. Santa Cruz is still chugged with squid. Fish aren't super aggressive at biting, but there are the odd sea bass and halibut caught up there. There's tons of squid at Catalina as well, and there's a few sea bass and yellowtail being caught. Really good halibut fishing on the backside on the beaches of Cat, and there's not a lot of people fishing them.
Hey, that's good dope.
Good news, yeah. San Clemente still has a ton of squid at the dunes to the runaway kelp and on the backside from the Northwest Harbor between the hole in the wall and the purse sands. Pyramid Cove even has squid at the caves. There's a good possibility of getting a sea bass or yellowtail on a ripping tide over there. Also, we've got still bluefin up off of Clemente there, just below the snail. 40-80 pound fish. Tanner's biting really good still. In about 200 feet of water, you have a good shot at some good sized bluefin, yellowtail, and bonita. I'm going to head on down south. The Bonda Bank to Colonnette, there are some very large bluefin. Maras and a few other of the Ensenada charters have been putting the wood to them the past couple days. Yeah, big. 150-pound fish.
That. That's cool. No kidding. That's why we have the Fish Dope report. That's awesome news.
Yep. These fish are only biting on a slack tide. People are getting them traveling cannon. Just picked up a bigger boat the other day out of St. Quentin, and they ran into them on delivery. But they're bigger fish. They're mixed in with the yellowfin as well. If down the beach, that big spot of yellowfin that was about 120 down is now at San Martin Island. And down there hanging out, as everybody knows, those fish are getting bigger, it seems like, 50 to 80-pound class with some a little bit bigger. There are some bluefin mixed in there as well. So there's some fishing to be done.
Man,
1.5-day range is great. And lastly, this last week, the sword fishing has been off the charts again. Multiple fish caught off the lower nine there. And it's just going, man. And we still have a good amount of fishing here, and with this sword fishing and lobstering, and life is good in San Diego.
Man, we'll take that, buddy. Certainly,
right?
As we roll through October and November around the corner, the weather has straightened out, the fish are biting, they're all big, we'll take it. And again, that was a perfect example of why you subscribe to Fish Dope. You know, I'm in all the time, like a big bite of big fish that, you know, when there's not every guy fishing every day, things kind of go unchecked. But if you're a member of Fish Dope, you stay on it and on the latest. Well, a great job. And if you want to save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com. You can use the code HOOKUPNOWS, all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW saves you $30. And Yusuf, if somebody wants to stay on top of the real estate game, how do we do it with you?
You can get me on my cell at 619-277-2169 or on my website, SoCalHomeEval.com.
And it's such an easy thing that you do with you still have that available on your site where you can punch in the particulars of your house and get a get an idea of what the market value is for what you're sitting on right now?
100%. It'll kick out a report for you that tells you what your home's worth and how fast the homes are selling in your area. And a lot of info you probably don't need on your home.
And that's a free thing that you can do because you take care of the family and it all comes around and you got such high regards with all of our guys. Well, Yusuf, a great job as always. Thanks for compiling such a great report and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Appreciate very much.
That's good stuff. And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium Batteries, and they're here in Southern California. Designed specifically for marine use, Norsk Lithium features prismatic sails for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norsk Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your iPhone or on your phone. Norsk also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat, Norsk Lithium. Check NorskLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Anglers Marine in both Anaheim and Lakeside for your Norsk Lithium batteries. And I bet that's a big one for the swordfish thing, too,
oh,
right?
Oh, dude, right? Yeah. Electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds.
Yeah.
It'll run your reel. That's a huge one. I had a great text come through. It says, clearly you guys are having too much fun this morning. My question is, are you guys going to have any foul weather gear or clothing on sale at Tackle Day? That's from Corey in Escondido.
All right, Corey, here's the little secret. We have several pages of specials. That particular item is not on sale. But if you ask one of our guys nicely, you're probably going to get a discount.
Right.
Because we want this to be fun for everybody. And if you're one of two or three guys that come in looking for foul weather gear and we don't happen to have it on sale, just ask nicely, and you're probably going to get a discount.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's for the foul weather gear.
Yes.
Clothing, though.
Yeah, so the clothing is always on sale. We've got shorts, hats, shirts. There's the first run stuff in the store, and it goes anywhere from roughly 20 to 33% off. And then outside, we've got some of the things that have been discontinued, and they're going to be like 50 to 80% off. And we've got some of our shirts down to $3.99.
Come on.
I know, I had to do a double take. Is that right? $3.99. Buy 10 of those for $40 and take it on your 10-day long range trip and throw one away every day,
For the new laundry.
So clothing, every category.
I know Fishworks does $15 off all of their shorts across the board.
Yep.
They have t-shirts that are normally $33. They're on sale for $19.95.
Yep.
That's like first run in the store.
Yeah, and all hats in the store, $10 off, doesn't matter what style, but most of the hats are around 30, so now they're going to be around 20, that kind of thing. Fisherman's Landing shirts, $20. They're normally $30. Salty Crew, AFTCO, all of them. Yep.
All good deals.
Legit.
Lawrence is going to be there too, though, right? Yeah. He's actually going to have a booth. Yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence has
a
booth.
He's such a cool guy.
AFTCO has a booth.
Last year.
Salty Crew has a booth.
Last year, I got this cool vest. I got it from Lawrence. This cool, like, reversible camouflage on one side, black on the other.
Nice.
And the zipper works on both sides the same, and something to check out.
Yeah.
The cool thing about having Lawrence here is we have a big Fishworks display inside the tackle store.
Yeah.
But It's only so much. And right. So when Lawrence is there, we get just like, exactly like you just mentioned. There's a lot of stuff,
a bunch of stuff that we do.
And like, we always like compare notes. Okay, we have this, I'm bringing that. And we have these. Okay, I'm going to bring those. So like, we have a lot of cool fish works to offer. And the same thing with Apco and Salty. It's a,
with it all.
A lot of gear on sale.
Like if you're if you're going through and you just see that camouflage vest, take a double look because it's more than what VCI has.
I like it.
Good time.
Yeah, certainly a lot of fun. Doug, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Lots of your phone calls. It's been a very busy morning, though. But, Corey, if somebody wants to get through right now, this is the opportunity.
Please do. We'll take your call when we come back. 213-432-1090. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Been thinking of purchasing a new outboard? Don't delay and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard and a great deal during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. From now until December 6, 2024, eligible new 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $500 in dealer credit. New Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include 7 years of coverage protection, and new 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with 6 years of coverage protection. No need to delay during Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offers December 6, 2024. Subject to change, other restrictions and conditions apply. Sport models included. New 2.5 to 25 horsepower four-stroke outboards is dealer credit up to $500 based on horsepower. Towards MSRP value of goods and or services purchased at the authorized participating dealer that sold the outboard. And no extra cost to consumer. New 425 to 450 horsepower is the 24-month Yamaha extended added 60-month factory limited warranty. New 30 to 350 horsepower is the 36-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. The authorized participating Yamaha upward dealer for detail. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, all these Tackle Day deals got me all lathered up. And you want to join us, 213-432-1090. Giving away a $100 gift card.
Yes,
man.
We are.
Fisherman's Landing.
We heard Captain Jamie from Season Sport Fishing during that that last commercial break talking about the AFCO Crossbreed jig.
Yeah.
Any deals on those?
So all the AFCO jigs, we have, we're doing 50% off.
the like all the chick bait, jerk bait, yes. swimmer,
which
yes.
is crazy
breed.
I know
those come legit. Like
yeah,
they
exactly.
come like we're talking
like,
about
again
the,
first run thing.
Heavy duty, heavy duty split. I'm so like yeah. lathered up. Heavy duty split yeah. rings, yeah. the legit 4X trebles.
I know Dylan in the shop. He takes those jerk baits down to LA Bay and just annihilates the Cabri on those things.
Yeah,
he said, and so then I got my grandson's pitching coach on those because he goes down there, and he said I was the only one catching fish because I was using those. I mean, they worked better. It wasn't like they were just wide open or something. You had to draw the bite, and so I mean, there's some pretty legit stuff going on there.
And those swimmers are interesting
yeah.
too.
Oh yeah,
Dylan,
yeah.
whose whole family has had a house in LA Bay, you know, expert status of being down there, swears by that particular jerkbait. I mean, you're talking a kid that's got a box full of the Gucciest yeah. tackle, you know, that like all of us idiots at the store like spend your entire paycheck on, you know, on some exactly. your crazy Japanese trick jerkbait. And he said just day in, day out, that's the one. And, that APCO jerkbait, he wow. is convinced that is the lure.
There's some
there.
Hardware on there is beefed up.
You don't need to change it.
No. Because a lot of the that's stuff you buy, oh, you know, this one's only $10, you know, I'll buy that one. And when then your hook straightens up or pulls out of the jig, you know. And this stuff doesn't do that. It's got the good stuff, and it's built correctly.
Well, APCO does it right.
Yeah.
We've been talking a ton of deals, and we've been talking all these particular tackle things. What about the other big draw? Like, who's going to be there? You know, I mean, a big part of Tackle Days is all the booths and vendors and people that are part of the show. Who is it? Who's going to be in the parking lot?
I just want to rattle off everybody that's going to be there. It's all the names everybody already knows, but APCO, Accurate, CalStar, Coasted Glasses, I mean, deals on those. Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, of course. Iser and JRI, we talked about earlier, was a last-minute add-on that we found space for. Maxell Reels, all this, you know, jigging stuff that's going on. They're a premier jigging reel company. Mustad, Olakai, owner, of course, some of our best friends in the industry. Penn, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, that's our buy one, get one free deal. That's like an anchor.
And these are all people that are displaying. Like, this isn't just yes. there'll be a deal on this thing. These are all going to be there.
Yeah,
like the manufacturer.
They set up a booth. You can ask them questions yeah. about their product. You know, you get a chance to see them maybe once or twice a year, and so just renew the relationship with them. I mean, Shimano, they're just family. Two Fish Jigs, West Coast Jiggers. I mean, it's such a crazy lineup of just the right people, saltwater, that they're all of our anchor vendors that we deal with day in and day out in the store. And we're so appreciative to all of them for coming down. I mean, these reps have to take their Saturday out when maybe they want to spend some family time. And we try to make it easy on them. We do 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon on the outside portion of it. The store opens up at 6 in the morning. So that's the other secret. Come on down
yeah.
early
with
before it gets too. Going crazy and get your reels bought and get them in line, you know, for getting filled up. And then, you know, go listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And then you can go outside and talk to all the vendors. And then, you know,
catch a seminar.
We've got, you know, 3 raffles throughout the day. And I think you should talk about the raffles. Rick hand picks some really awesome raffle speaker, seminar speakers.
But the raffle deals for the raffle. I mean, well, you mentioned some of that with Mike Lum.
Yeah, I mean,
the American Angler.
You can't even describe how many raffle prizes have come into the shop that are, they're not, it's not just a jig. It's like legitimate stuff.
One of my favorites, Karma Flyers, the guys who do the frozen flying fish. I'm yeah. getting a certificate that's good for 6 flyers. You know, things are $25 a piece. You know, somebody's getting $150 worth of flyers for next year. Everingham Brothers always takes such good care of us, gives us a ton of certificates for free scoops of bait. The Landing inappropriately takes care of us, half-day trips. Tarl gives a full-day trip to go fishing on board the Liberty. Trips on, you know, from, yeah, it's just, it's awesome.
All
it is a
the
it,
local restaurants here.
Yeah, Bally High, Pizza Nova. Point Loma Seafoods, John Christensen dropped off the most certificates he's ever done. It just just
come on.
Yeah, people really, really show up for us, and we're really, really appreciative.
Now I have squid sandwich on the mind.
No, don't kid. Yeah.
And then the seminars, we want to talk about those. We've got, you know, we used to do seminars on the boats. Well, the boats are all fishing in November these days, so we've got the main stage in the parking lot, and Rick's done. You know, he wants to have a variety of interesting topics. So why don't you talk about those?
I would say the biggest things that we do is try to find things that are niche-y, and a seminar would really help a guy's game with it, but they're very important in the type of fishing that we do right now. And so we have three seminars that we're really, really proud of. Everything's free. You know, there's no money involved in any of this stuff. The first one is our surface iron seminar, and that's with Captain Matt Bralla of the San Diego and an owner of Two Fish Jigs. And he's going to be talking all things surface iron, both the gear, technique, style of fishing, picking lures, casting lures, the gear that it takes to do it. So we're really excited there.
And how appropriate is that with all the yellowtail we have this year? I mean, that is timely.
Still happening.
Yes.
Still happening.
And let me say this, too. It's a jig fishing seminar. Yeah. I keep saying surface iron. Like, there's an art to getting bites on the yo-yo jig. Bralla is the expert at it, both in positioning the boat and then seeing what guys are catching. The difference in materials of jigs, you know, brass jigs versus not, big jigs versus smaller. So really stoked to get to have Captain Matt Bralla do that one. Next, and again, a thing that has become so popular and so many big fish caught with, but it's a new technique for us, is all of that, everything in that vertical speed jigging world.
There's a mystique about it. It is just crazy, like, productive, but it's like on lighter gear than you would ever think, right?
Yeah. I mean, and the gear is such a specific part of it.
Yeah.
And you watch it when the guy gets dialed with the technique, the right rod, the right reel, all of a sudden, you know, you're watching these rods you're convinced are not appropriate for catching a big fish, and you're seeing green, flat-backed, 150-pound bluefins to the boat in minutes. You know, it's rodeo time for the poor guys trying to put a gaff in it, but, like, they're really good at catching big ones fast. And we have the full team, the pro team from West Coast Jiggers. You know, I would say the guys that are at the forefront of that. Also, Brian Wynn's going to be talking, you know, it'll be a combination of Brian and the guys
cool
from
guy.
West Coast Jiggers. We're really pumped on that. And those guys are so, so dialed in. They charter all of our boats. They're fishing all the time. They're such masters when it comes to the technique and info. So really, really proud to have that seminar. And then finally, such a cool one. We talked about it yesterday. Captain Benny Florentino and his son, Matt Florentino. Benny, obviously, from Coastal Charters. But we're going to have a father-son duo, calico bass, inshore. And, again, what more things could you say to compliment a Florentino seminar?
Oh,
those guys are just the very best at what they do.
Vinny is one of those most humble, informative, like, knowledgeable guys in the industry that's willing to share.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like I can't say enough good things. I love Vinny. I do.
Totally.
He's a really, really good guy.
I think everybody in the industry does. He's just one of those guys that is, you know, upstanding, top-notch.
100%.
Not a big ego. And he does it for the
love of it all.
Yes, and for the clients, not for himself.
And how cool that Matt, you know, now with Salt Crew is going to be doing it with him again.
My head was spinning.
A big bass assassin, loves going down fishing Baja, Cabrilla. It's just going to, it's great. I can't wait. It's
gonna speaking be a, of which, looking at the
our timing has been killer today. We've got the man, Benny Florentino, is on the line right now. What's up, Benny?
Hey, morning, boys. Those are some really, really nice compliments. Thank you. I'm really looking forward to the sale next Saturday. Saturday, right? Yeah, Saturday. I just wanted to call in. I'm sitting just outside of Northwest Harbor here around the corner, 67.2 degree.
Wow.
It looks like we have some downhill current, some birds kind of dipping, and we're kind of getting our morning started here at San Clemente. 30 knots on that. That mercury powered Camus all the way out here from Newport.
That's unreal, buddy.
The wind hasn't started yet, but I know later in the day we're going to try to get it done before that wind comes up. But I really look forward to talking bass. And, you know, what I'm really, really excited about, one, is seeing all the anglers, but doing a seminar with my son. You know, he's as knowledgeable as they can be. And, you know, talk about clothing, talk about all the different areas he's fished from freshwater to saltwater, and targeting those trophy calico bass on his Hobie kayak at night while his kids are asleep. So there's some really good diversity we can talk about. We talked about, you know, inshore fishing, island fishing, as we're doing now with Greg and Nate. Nate's throwing a surface iron on the bow, and Greg's throwing a swim bait. We're trying to get bit here. Conditions are phenomenal right now, so really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's awesome, Benny. Well, we can't wait to have you. It's going to be a great day, and boy, it sounds like some good fishing ahead for your boys there. Glad you guys were able to scoot across in such good conditions.
Dude, northwest, 67-degree water.
Put me there, man.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty incredible. And, you know, for all your listeners, yesterday I fished Catalina just as your report just a few minutes ago. I caught the tail end, but, yeah, it was, you know, we had really good boiler fishing. You know, we caught, like, 30-plus bass, nothing really big, but fun for first-timers, throwing swim baits, weedless baits, you name it, spinner baits for calico bass in late October here. And the highlight of the show was watching these big humpbacks breaching for about 15 minutes. So,
wow.
So my guys got a huge show at the end of the day. It was pretty phenomenal. So, but anyways, I just wanted to call in, say hi to Doug, Corey, Ricky. Look forward to seeing all you guys next weekend, and of course, all the anglers at the sale.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate it very much, buddy. Thanks for the check. Can't wait to see you next week, and can't wait to have the seminar with you and Matt. We're really looking forward to it, buddy. Thanks for the check.
Right on, guys. Great show.
Such a good one, man. Yeah. All those accolades that came.
Yeah.
All the accolades that came, honest to God, we had no idea.
That was a legit one.
Up on the screen. Like,
yeah. That was a legit one. Hey, yeah. Well, the phone lines are packed, and so are the texts. We're going to jump back into the text with a good morning to Rick, Doug, and Corey. Hey, are you guys going to have the mystery box at this year's Tackle Day? You had some really cool stuff in them last year. I even saw guys walking away with brand-new fishing reels. So many great specials, fun stuff. Can't wait for Saturday. That's from Arnie in Vista.
Hey, Arnie. Yep, the mystery box is part of Tackle Day now, and it's a really fun thing. We have 50 boxes. 25 of them are going to cost you $50, and there's guaranteed to be at least $125 worth of merchandise in those. And then we've got the $100 box, which has at least $250 worth of merchandise in there. Now, in the $50 box, one of them is going to have the merchandise, but as well, a Shimano TLD-15 lever drag reel. We got smart this year. Everybody was shaking the boxes trying to figure out which one had the reel in it. We put a coupon in there this time, so you're not going to be able to tell which one. So good luck with that.
Say that again, though.
I know, right?
$50 box,
yep,
guarantees you how much money in potential? Or
so $125.
Is the minimum.
And it could be lures. It could be tools. Every category could be clothing. It could be, Spectraline. It could be fluorocarbon. There's just, it's all stuff that is fairly generic and usable. So you're going to find something in there that you get to use.
So one of the 25 boxes,
yes,
is going to have the coupon for...
Yeah. So one box is going to get a lever drag two-speed Shimano TLD reel.
That's of the $50
boxes. On the $50 box. Then the $100 boxes, we've got an accurate lever drag Fury reel in one of them. We've got a Penn Carnage rod, about a $300 rod, in another one. And we've got a $200 bait motel, so that you put it in your slip and keep your mackerel for
or
your sardines or whatever,
yeah,
just a bait receiver.
Yeah.
That's not the only prize in there. There's still going to be some other stuff in there, some jigs or some line or some fluorocarbon or some tools or whatever.
So is this going to be at the Fisherman's Landing or is this at Mike Long?
Outside booth. It'll be Fisherman's Landing.
Fisherman's Landing booth.
It's in addition to Friends of Rollo, but benefiting.
This is just a regular tackle store mystery box sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just, again,
too many cool things happening.
I know.
You know, like I said, you know, we overbought for about 4 years during the supply chain issue. And we've got, and so this is good stuff. I mean, I guarantee you there's going to be some
AFTCO jerkbaits in there. There's going to be
crazy,
you know, some dikes and some pliers and
sounds like too much fun, Doug.
Some spectra line, and I mean, I can't think of necessarily all the items that are in there, but I mean, it's all just stuff that you would use.
Yeah, it's all legit.
And that's
stuff.
Just a fun. It's just
it's cool.
It's gambling.
Last year was so much. Last year they went in like 30 seconds. You know, we didn't have nearly enough of them. We didn't think it was going to be as successful as it was. Guys were like reaching over the top of other guys, but I mean, it's just that it's $50 and $125 worth of gear. It was jigs and lures, and just it was the most popular thing.
And a chance to win like a $400 reel.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
It's really cool. Well, we're running short on time. There's another thing at Tackle Days that I was dying to talk about, and that's the Shimano casting contest.
Yep, that's become a staple. Fun thing. It's on the main pier. The San Diego Anglers help us put that on. They do all the work, and they keep track of everybody's casts. And so basically we have a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and a Tranx 500 reel filled with 40-pound test triple X eyeliner line. And it's free. You step up, you can make one practice cast that does not count. So if that's your bomber cast, too bad.
It doesn't count, first one.
And then you get two, you know, counters, two casts that count.
You get one practice and then two that are going to count.
Yep.
And then we just record your distances. And if you want to come back, you know, maybe you didn't have your best effort and you know you could do better, you can pay $10. It goes to Rollo. You can do that twice. You can't do it like unlimited times.
So can I pay my $20 and do it for four times in a row?
But you gotta go to the back of the line.
Okay.
So you step up, you make your two casts. You weren't quite happy with it. You go to the back of the line. You pay $10. You do it again. You can do that twice. So you pay $10 a second time.
All benefiting Rollo.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we have prizes for first, second, and third: a Tranx 500, a Terramar 90H rod.
Yes, please.
And hand selected 6-pack of surface irons from Fisherman's Landing Tackle employees. Then we also have a rod.
We take the box, a Plano box. We have 6 of the guys, and we tell them each to pick out
their favorite jig.
Pick out, so they go through the rack and pick out whatever they think. Oh, this one's got sharp edge. And we'll go, so like 6 guys will all put that into the box.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And in addition to that, the first place prize is going to win a spot on next year's Jig Chuckers Ball
on
board the San Diego. Yeah, Booger and Captain Brandon Hayward are going to bring the Jig Chuckers Ball back.
Dude, that is worth it.
That alone
is worth it.
You know, I mean, that's where they invited all of like the top captains and surface guys from all the way up and down the coast, Channel Island, from Mexico, all the big captains, you know.
Sky was on there.
Uh-huh.
There was
Brian Kiyohara, Alan Fay.
Taro,
the best of the best are all there. And the winner of the casting contest is going to get to go rub shoulders and go fish with all those guys because they're getting a free spot on the Jig Chuckers Ball for next year.
And that's all in the casting contest.
Yeah, that's for the longest cast of the day. And it's free.
And the fun part about that, well, I want to finish the prizes. There's a ladies' prize and a junior's prize that both get rods. But sitting and heckling the casters while you're eating your taco from El Royo is the best.
Yeah, that's the best part for sure.
So the taco truck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
My very first duty of Tackle Day, it's time to start. That's the first phone call I make is to secure our taco.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, all right. Cool. Hey, listen, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Doug Kern. We're going to find out who's won this $100 gift card when we come back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Well, hopefully we'll be going.
We'll
be going back, Chris. We're going to go to our final break here. But in the meantime, I had another great word.
Yeah.
Dean Jameson.
Oh.
Said he's going to be there, Doug.
So nice.
He's got a text from Dean wanting to let the guys know that Dean Jameson is going to be there at Tackle Day.
How cool is that?
So we're standing by here. We lost Chris there, but hopefully we'll get him back. And in the meantime, we'll just keep rolling until we hear from him. Doug, is there another? Or is there another deal that you're dying to give that's an important one that we haven't got to read yet while we're standby waiting to hear from Chris here?
Well, you know how crazy that Mad Mac craze was during the bluefin bite, and we didn't have a lot of bluefin here, but those are going to be 60% off. So, for instance, the 200, which is the most popular size, is going to be $29.90 or 20
$395 as opposed to $60.
Come on.
That's crazy.
I mean, I can just go down this list and touch one with my finger without even looking. And, there's just crazy deal after crazy deal. The old style DTX 200s, which were replaced by the new style this year, they're 60% off, $24.95. And those things were $62.95. So
all these deals are killing me. So if I want to take advantage, I know it starts at, what, 7, you said? Or
so the store opens at 6. You can come in right then
and get those deals.
Our booth outside, which a lot of these deals are going to be in the booth, on tables in yellow bins and hanging up with yellow tags.
Yeah.
If it has a yellow tag or a yellow bin, buy it.
Right.
I keep saying that, but it's true. That's from 9 to 3. After Let's Talk Hookup ends, the booths outside are officially open,
right,
and then you can start wandering through and talking to the vendors, shopping in our booth. The store will be open from 6 to 6. So
6 p.m. If I'm working on Saturday, I can come down at 4 p.m. and still get some of the deals.
If your kid has the baseball tournament.
If there's anything left.
There will be stuff.
That's the thing is, inside deals, which are all the first-run stuff, all the, every single reel in the counter is getting a discount. We talked Swordfish yesterday. Electric reels, all of that is going to be discounted price and free Spectra. I mean, you want to talk about, every
I'm
year.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around
a couple guys buy like a Hooker 50 wide. I mean, you're talking saving hundreds of dollars.
Like
Saturday, November 2nd.
It's that level of deal.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sounds like Chris has got us back there again. When we come back, we're going to do a little more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network. All right, well, I think we're just going to take it here to the end. And, again, Doug, an amazing sale. We're super pumped about it. First, let's do the honors and flip our prize coin because, one thing for sure, we stayed on our stream. So those that were listening on the app maybe missed the last little portion of the show there. But stream's still running. Doug's going to do us the honors flipping that prize coin.
All right, here we go.
We could have a caller or a texter today. Today we have a texter.
Nice.
Congratulations to Ernie. Who's calling from Dallas, Texas, but in his text was saying he can't wait to be at Tackle Day. So
nice.
I think that's probably why you'll be spending that thing, Ernie. Congratulations. You got yourself $100 to Tackle Day. And Doug, again, cannot begin to thank you enough for taking the time. One more time, give us the rundown. How do we get all these deals? When is it? We can't wait.
Yep. Tackle Day next Saturday, November 2nd. Store opens at 6, closes at 6 in the evening. The booths outside are from 9 to 3. Let's Talk Hookup is a remote broadcast in the parking lot from 7 to 9, 25 top vendors. We mentioned all of them, casting contests, seminars, Rollo raffle, and just a great day. Don't forget the El Royo tacos, best tacos in town. Get yourself a three-pack of tacos and sit and watch the casting contest and heckle the backlashers. It's going to be a great day.
You got it, man. Thanks for joining us. It was a great time, and we appreciate you. Next Saturday, again, just like Doug said, live from Tackle Day, and then next Sunday, Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sports Fishing. We'll look forward to you. See you at Tackle Days next weekend, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.